Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Breaking news, Elon Musk just tweeted out, time to drop the really big bomb. At Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT, says Elon Musk. I want to break this down in just one second, but this is off the back of Donald Trump tweeting out less than 20 minutes earlier, the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. Then he says, Elon was, quote, wearing thin. Why did he put that in quotes? What? I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted. Quote, that he knew for months I was going to do. And he just went crazy. I want to walk you down how we got here, because this has escalated very, very quickly. Elon Musk, for the past 3 days, has been trying to kill Donald Trump's bill. And the prevailing theory right now is that there's a few reasons. First of all, Trump axed one of Elon Musk's really close friends from being the new director of NASA. Right after that happened, Elon began lobbying against the bill. Then Trump goes into the Oval Office and says that they will not be putting the EV mandate in this big ugly bill. This EV mandate was very, very good for Tesla, and then as you can see, this Tesla stock immediately drops 10%. Let me refresh to make sure. Whoa! My bad. That was a genuine reaction. I hadn't refreshed this in like 30 minutes because I was editing. Now it dropped 16%. That is like a huge amount for one day. Elon Musk's wealth is rapidly collapsing throughout the day. As that's happening, he's losing the closest proximity to power that he could possibly have, and Trump is now saying that he might be axing some of Elon Musk's governmental subsidies and contracts. Quote, I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. I'm not gonna lie, I was wondering earlier today if this was some big distraction from the bill and from the fact that the bill cuts a massive amount of Medicaid from the most vulnerable populations, but this is no longer a game. Elon Musk said, Trump is really in the Epstein files. Elon Musk was a part of the administration, and he's outing Donald Trump for being a part of the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Wow. And if you remember, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, and Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi is the Attorney General, Kash Patel is the Director of the FBI, they have been very conveniently slow-walking the release of the Epstein files. Every time they do an interview, it looks like they're being held hostage by someone behind the camera, as if they're being told, do not talk about this, do not talk about this. I want to show you guys the clip that caused Elon Musk to send this tweet out. This is the clip that directly led to the Tesla stock crashing 17%. Wow. Let's watch this clip very quickly.
Bill, he knew it better than almost anybody, and he never had a problem until right after he left. And if you saw the statements he made about me, which I'm sure you can get very easily, it's very fresh on tape. He said the most beautiful things about me. And he hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next. But I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot.
He said, I've helped Elon a lot. He's helped Elon a lot. What does that exactly mean? Sorry, here's the EV clip I was talking about.
Like it. And, you know, Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and, you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles. And they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy.
And it's funny because this tweet actually got fact-checked. Elon has always been in favor of ending EV tax credits, says this. So the real reason Elon may be very, very pissed off is, number one, it could be the tax credit still, but mainly the NASA director getting cut, and the fact that Elon Musk got cut out of the admin because he was a, quote, political liability. So let's continue with Elon Musk's posts. The main thing that I think pissed off Trump, when Trump got out of this Oval Office meeting, after he nuked Elon's stock, I think the reason why Trump sent this post, if you look at the timeline, is because while Trump was speaking, a little bit before that, Elon tweets out wise words, and he's quoting Trump from a decade ago. Trump saying, I cannot believe the Republicans are extending the debt bill. I am a Republican and I am embarrassed. That was Trump in 2013. Elon Musk is making fun of him. Elon Musk is being a snarky, sarcastic asshole, as he always is, and he got, in doing so, 20 million views in one day. I know I keep making this point repetitively, but Elon Musk is now leveraging the very tool that helped Trump out before. Republicans Against Trump says, Donald Trump has no real ideology and believes in nothing. He'll do whatever serves him in the moment, which is true. But can we loop back to the beginning of the video? If you're still here, by the way, make sure you drop a like, share this video. This is some wild stuff. Time to drop the really big bomb, says Elon Musk. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. And I'm going to be covering this relentlessly, but how do you guys think the MAGA fan base will feel about this? They trust Elon Musk as somebody who spreads the truth in the town square. Donald Trump is somebody who they also trust and they look up to. Now, this is the perfect collapse. This is the perfect colliding of worlds for most people that support either Donald Trump or Elon Musk. And I just cannot wait. I cannot wait to see how MAGA responds. Now, this was tweeted out at the time of recording this 16 minutes ago. In the past 16 minutes, it has 5.3 million views. I refreshed it, and I'm glad I did, because Elon Musk now just said, mark this post for the future. The truth will come out. Right-wing Cope says, so you admitted you work with pedophiles and continued to after finding out. Weird choice. Dean Withers says, it's so over. Oh my God. Shank Uger, wow, shit just got real. Game, set, match. This is some wild, wild stuff. When Elon says, mark this post for the future, the truth will come out, I honestly sort of believe him. I mean, Elon Musk is a notorious liar and shitster and conspiracy theorist, but we know that Epstein has said him and Trump were best friends. He cited Trump as one of his best friends. We know that Trump flew on the jet, and we know that they were best friends who partied a lot. Now, Epstein knew a lot of people. I wasn't going to say that everyone who flew on the jet was inherently at the island. I really don't believe the conspiracy theories about Stephen Hawking being at the island. I think there can be nuance in that Stephen Hawking may have just known Epstein through being New York buddies. But now, we have very good reason to believe that Donald Trump was also a part of this scheme. Someone said J.D. Vance right now. Someone said, we have fully exited policy disagreement and entered mutually assured cancellation. Someone said, if you knew this, why did you willingly work with a pedophile? Very, very true. If everybody knew this, that means this admin was not only working with a pedophile, but allowing a pedophile to gain power and hide the fact that he was being a pedophile. It's exactly what happened with Matt Gaetz as well. Matt Gaetz allegedly, definitely, was doing these Venmo payments, and Mike Johnson covered this up, tried to help cover it up until it got released. The state of the Republican Party is wild, and Trump is now being hoisted by his own petard. He shot himself in the foot. He is cooked, and I love to see it. If you appreciate the breakdowns I do, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operate. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.